You are listening to Roquandia Radio. Hello and welcome to Roquandia Radio. I am your host, Bruticus, and today we have breaking news. Apparently, on Earth, some son of a bitch named Barry has pissed on Louisiana for 3 days straight. That is a bad move, Barry. That's a bad Barry. Local authorities are still unclear on how to arrest him. But they are sure that once they do, they... What?
What are you talking about? Wait, it's a storm?
My apologies. Barry is a storm, not some 200-foot-tall giant like I was led to believe. My apologies to all of you in Louisiana. Apparently you have dealt with a terrible storm. Well, the levees apparently held well there. We are all very happy about this. There was some incidents with one breaking, but apparently the construction crew was right there on scene and got that thing patched up in no time. So good on you. In other news, we have the jalopies of Okeechobee Munder. And in Okeechobee Munder, they have apparently been suffering from a dust-up. And in this dust-up, many have sadly perished. The dust-up was apparently started over a child's ice cream cone, which one of the armed personnel who participated in said dust-up knocked the ice cream over, and it started a Goldberg-like machine effect of violence. I am very sad to report that. In other news, we have in Iosphere 25, in an Earth-based planet there has been a successful raid of Area 53. A successful raid of Area 53 has occurred, and they have indeed found alien life. But sadly, in the process of raiding the place, apparently they broke into the alien's habitat and caused oxygen to mix in with its internal gases, which caused a combustible event, and has not led well to the lives of those around. In the brighter news on the subject, on that particular Earth, alien kind is now known of. On that particular Earth, they are currently at war with the aliens. They did not take kindly to a bunch of random humans killing their ambassador. So, the more you know, the more you know. In sports news, in the feet lock competitions on planet Glurxes, the Red Lobbins has successfully achieved a 7-game winning streak against the Ivory Hammers. So, may I tip my hat to the Red Lobbins for their brutal and competitive work. The Ivory Hammers will be executed in public as per the contract they sign with their company. I don't really know how I feel about our station supporting that sports type anymore. Well, now that we've gotten most of our news out of the way, dear listeners, I can gladly inform you that coming up in the next segment, we will have our musical guest, Dave the Harmonicron. Or Harmonicrons? Why is there Dave here? Are they Harmonicrons or are they Dave? And we also will have Cassidy doing another interview. He is apparently going to be interviewing a man about a thing. Who writes this? Like, honestly, what is
business. I don't care if I'm not paid to care who writes it. I just... It makes me sound foolish, man. It makes me sound foolish when you write this stuff down. Oh, my apologies, dear listener. I am having an argument with my writer these days. So, without further...
Good afternoon. And today, on Roquandia Radio, our musical guest is the Harmonicrons. Take it away, Harmonicrons. My apologies. Dave, go. Thank you, Mr. Dave and Harmonicon. I hope that... Right, Harmonicron. My apologies. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this musical presentation. And do you have anything to say to our audience, the Harmonicron Dave? Why, I don't have any idea what you just said, but it was quite musical. Always enjoy having you on our show. I hope you enjoy me too. And we are back. I hope you enjoyed those commercials, dear listeners. And I hope you enjoyed the music. I know I sure did, and such lovely compliments that Dave guy gave me. I do appreciate it whenever I am beloved by those who come on my show. Well, today, listeners, I have some wonderful news. The moon has not collided with the old moon. And isn't that beautiful, people? We had just recently a moon-by-moon flyby over the coastal city of Rubachu. And though the tidal influxes may have taken many a swimmer out to sea, it sure was a beautiful sight in those skies. Though, sadly, we lost many of our communication satellites in the process. Dear old things didn't know which way to go. And on that, I would like to state, as an annual announcement, that flood insurance has been tripled. So any of those wishing to partake in flood insurance to ensure that your home is protected from tidal activities, fear not, for the government has tripled the rates. That's right, people. For our security and safety, our rates have been tripled. I hope that all enjoy a better experience with flood insurance. And on that note, I would like to talk to you today about goblins. I mean, do y'all know what goblins are? They're goblins, man. They're goblins. And they're just disgusting, disgusting little critters. And they just piss me off, dear listeners. They just upset me so much. I found a goblin in my trash the other day. I found a goblin in my trash. Now what am I going to do with that? He was just down there in the bottom of the bin. And whenever I looked at him, he asked if I could kindly place my trash bag on the ground so it would be easier for him to go through it. Well, I'm sorry, dear listener. I don't take kindly to goblins asking me to put my trash on the ground. No, I went ahead and used my goblin extermination device, which is an M80 attached to a longer fuse. You throw the M80 with a long fuse in the trash can, guaranteed that goblin is getting out quick, ladies and gentlemen, and gentle things. Getting out quick. So remember, you need to get one out of your trash can using M80, the extended fuse. Gets goblins out for sure, for sure. But I recently had the opportunity to track a goblin to its goblin lair, its goblin home. And I was simply amazed, dear listener, simply amazed by goblins. And they had a working little society in the sewers. I mean, it smelled horrible. And they were filthy, horrible little creatures, these goblins. But they had little windmills set up, and they were gaining power facilities after hydroponics that they had set up in the flow systems of the sewers. I was amazed. Dear listener, I was amazed by the ingenuity of these filthy, 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 horrible little things. And they're just simply horrible. And I had pictures. And I had pictures and recordings of it, dear listener. But I was robbed by those filthy, filthy goblins. I was robbed by them on the way out. And they come up to me and there's no goblin language. Language. And I didn't understand a word of it. And I told him to kindly piss off. A horrible, disgusting little thing. At which point, one of them drew a gun on me, the listener. A gun! It was horrible looking. It had slime coming out of the barrel. I told him I wasn't sure it was fire. Well, the hole in my hand tells me otherwise now. Luckily, gotten it patched up over at Pitlin's Patchins. Down on 43rd and 2nd. Piddlin's Patchlin's, people. That's the best place to go for your medical needs. And I got out of there. They took my recording devices. They took my camera. And I know they're just doing filthy goblin things with it. They're posting it to their filthy goblin websites and their horrible, disgusting habits of the goblin. And I just needed to get that out there, dear listener. You ever see a goblin on the street? You kick it in the pants for me, dear listener. You kick it in the pants for me. Now, onward to Cassidy, and I hope that he has an amazing interview for you.
Afternoon. My name is Mr. Cassidy, and I am here to talk to you today with Mr. Nasale. Now, Mr. Nasale, please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Alright, my name is Mr. Nasale, and what I am a Yankee them. They are human and Lucas. The what, Mr. Nasale? I am from the Ahufan Ahuha. And I am a handsome emir at the place of Bear. And I know it, man, toy for all the little tops.
So, you work as a systems engineer at a toy factory, and you enjoy making toys for tots?
Hang on, that's where I am. Did you not understand me?
No, sir, no. I can understand you. Please continue. You said you had a story for us today?
Why, yeah, I've been holding on to this story for a while now. Now, I was down at a hackery one night, down way back then, back then, and I was amazed to find that it was these little gnomes, they were all up in the package. I was like, hey, no, what's that? And little gnome, they look at me, hiss. And that little gnome, they hiss at me. And they tell me, they were sent there by the clock. And they were going to get what they needed to get. And I wasn't going to drop them.
So let me get this clear, Mr. Nellum, that you were at your factory, you were working late one night, you found a bunch of gnomes, and they were stealing from the factory warehouse.
Hey, they were stealing from my warehouse.
And when you asked them what they were doing, they told you they were working for the claws and hissed at you. What do they do after that?
My head at me. And then they threw a ball filled with gizmos. It exploded on the floor. A shiny bout of spark. I was distracted. I screamed, oh my God, what the hell is that? And then they just scamper away. They just scamper off, tearing like 10 bucks in between them. I was surprised, to say the least. I was surprised that these little gnomes were doing that. I didn't expect something like that to happen. It wasn't on the records.
So what'd you do then? Did you call the authorities? Did you report the theft?
Well, to make sure the internet could cover it, I of course had to call the authorities. But when they asked me what happened, I told them I ain't got a clue. Because I wasn't going to tell them that I saw a bunch of gnomes. How are you going to help on people? You don't know when they never even know them are. And, they ain't going to make you crazy. The insurance company also hell going to make you crazy. They ain't going to pay out, And we don't want the insurance company to pay out. You know what I'm saying?
I think I understand what you were saying, Mr. Nelson. Now, please, do you happen to have any more to share with us tonight? Because it sounds like you just have a simple case of gnomes stealing your stuff right now, and it's pretty commonplace in the dimensions. I mean, gnomes take gadgets and stuff. It's just what gnomes do. Either that or they break things. I mean, it all depends. I knew some gnomes down in... Oh, wait, no. This is your interview. My apologies, Mr. Nelson. Now, please, do you have anything else to tell our dear listeners here on Roquandia Radio?
How did they tell? Well, yeah, I gotta tell you from all day. Like, for instance, how the hell did I get here? I don't even know where here is. I went to my home one night and I got a phone call saying about somebody want to interview me for something. And then there was a knock on my door. And now I'm in this room. It's thundering and lightning outside. I don't even recognize the books you got on your walls behind you. And none of this seems like in the right language. And I don't even hear the right language that I usually speak. Like, what the hell am I even saying?
Well, Mr. Nielsen, you're actually in my library. And it's thundering outside because I like the thunder and the rain. And also, I needed you for an interview, so I kidnapped you quietly. I hope you don't mind. But for the last question that you had, no, I have no idea. But what I can tell you is that I enjoy interviewing people, and I enjoy having guest visitors on my show. So please, make your visit on my show a one to remember and experience so that we all can learn from you. So, have you had any more interactions with things at your place of business, your factory, your toys warehouse?
Well, it was that time. You know, people tell me about the night watchman especially, and I don't hang out at my factory very often past 10 p.m. You know, things get weird. Best way I can describe it is sometimes it feels like the shadows are watching you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how I feel about, you know, shadows. They're watching me. It ain't a very fun, a great matter. You always feel like you're being watched at that factory. And I've experienced a few times of, you know, while in a room, After 10 p.m., this was, and I was walking out. I left my office, I locked up, shut off the lights. I'm heading out, and there are a bunch of toys on the table, the inspection table. I look over at them, and I'm like, I let the guy who's got it in the actual deal with what is on that inspection table. And so I turn around, and I start taking a few steps, and I hear some scurrying. There was some scurrying going on. I turn around quickly. I'm like, what the hell is that scurrying about? We got rats? I don't want no rats up in here. And they chew on boxes and all sorts of other mess and get all fishes all over the place. Why the toys were gone? I look again. I counted 7 toys on there. And I was like, there's a little boy looking toy. A little doll looking thing. Had blonde hair and had a little cap on her head, and had a little pal overall, and I was looking pretty cool. And it was just a little like buddy-style toy or something. You know, for little children to have. You know, the children love a little toy like that. They always love the little toys, and they can hug and squid and make friends with. And we're gone. I don't know where I was at. Now, that's strange. Now, I started looking around for it. I finally found something. Spill over drink nearby. Saw a track in it. A little shoe print. What is a little shoe print doing on here? I followed it out of the way, and I heard a clatter, a scraping, and a metal shrink. And I was like, shriek! And suddenly, a little boy. And I saw him, a little toy boy. He climbing into the grate, no Lord. I was like, hey, you ain't been bought yet. And now your pleasant beauty, you got to get back on that table. Now you come back here. And that little thing, it looked at me, and then it spoke in demonic language. And I can't really recite it properly, but it was something like, if you come and closer to me, I will eliminate you. So, I rather, turned around and decided, I ignored the little children toy walking around talking by itself. Now, that will be my other story. Now, now, Do I get paid for being here? Or do I... How do I leave?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nelstrom, for your story with us today. And yes, our interns will handle your payments. And we do appreciate you spending the time to be here. Now, our drivers will happily drop you off at your house about a few seconds after you leave. Now, this will all seem like a dream to you, but I hope you understand that your Roquandia bucks can be refunded at any Roquandia convenience store or any business founded in Roquandia. All you have to do is get here.
I have to get a Roquandia. What is that? What is Roquandia? And what are Roquandia about? I don't want that. I wanted some actual.
Well, that was enough of him for now. I went ahead and sent him back. But thank you, dear listeners, for everything that you have done for us so far. And thank you for taking the time to listen to my interview with Mr. Nelstrom and his story about interactions at his little toy warehouse over in Iosphere 7, Earth 5578. Well, you have a lovely day, dear listener. And until next week, this is Mr. Cassidy.
Back to Roquandia Radio. I hope that you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Nelson by Cassidy, our very own. I sure enjoyed it. I still don't completely understand it. That was some terrible speaking by Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson, if you can hear us now, please take our Roquandia dollars and go visit yourself the nearest place that accepts them and can also help you learn how to speak. Because it is always important to have public speaking under your belt, Mr. Nelstrom. Now, this is the point in the show where we discuss our sponsors. And our sponsors for this week are... Well, we have Mosquitos Mosquitoes. They kill your mosquitoes dead to the very last egg sack, which I know I am enjoying, and I hope that you, dear listener, can enjoy their beautiful, beautiful products just as much as I have. Now, if I could just do something about the fact that my flowers seem to be dying. And in further reports, next week we should have another musical guest, another interview with Cassidy, a interesting new segment called Cooking. It's just called Cooking. Are there no description on the cooking? All right, well, there's a... Apparently, it's just cooking. Okay. Well, I do hate that we have to go once more, dear listener. I enjoy so much being able to be here with you for these brief moments in time, which our universes align properly enough for the electrons to disperse in such a manner. And we can all thank 5G for that one. Thank you, 5G, for allowing us to reach out and touch this other world. We appreciate you, whoever you are. And who names their kid 5G anyway? Well, I will leave you with one small little thought. A tortilla. Is a tortilla supposed to be round? Or was it originally meant to be square? And I see round tortillas all over, but I never see square tortillas. And why is that? Why is it that so many love round things
and you can't find anything in other geometric shapes. I mean, maybe I would like tortillas that were triangular, but not crispy triangular tortillas, just triangles in tortilla shape. Maybe some squares in tortilla shape. Maybe some polygons in tortilla shape. Or dare I even say it? A tortilla fractal? A tortilla fractal, dear listeners. Now that sounds like a Mandelbrot set I can get behind. So long for now. And wherever you are, remember that the sun will always rise and the moons will crisscross without intersecting and leading us all into a fiery death, the which we have never seen before. Well, good night, dear listener. And remember that Roquandia Radio is here when the planets align.
You have been listening to Roquandia Radio.